I'd like to bring the State Affair, the Military and Veterans Affairs Committee to order, please. It is about 8 minutes after 1:00 on Tuesday, March 20th. And we have present with us Representative Kawasaki, Representative Faircloth, Representative Book, and myself, Bob Roses. And so what we have before us today is House Bill 184. And I'm going to turn the presentation for this House bill over to my Chief of Staff, Josh Appleby.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Josh Appleby, staff to Representative Bob Roses. House Bill 184, it is about a special commemorative license plate for Support Our Troops Incorporated. The plate will be accompanied by a $40 fee, which will be collected and then may be appropriated by the legislature to support our troops for redistribution in Alaska. That's an important point that I'd like to make, is that the funds collected from this plate will be spent in Alaska. Support Our Troops will soon have caused the issuance of official Support Our Troop plates in some 40 states, with around 20 being completed in 2006, and the necessaries being in place for issuance in about 16 more this year. Now, I have a whole list of what Support Our Troops is and where, you know, how they started, but I should have on the line Martin Boyer from Support Our Troops that can further explain the effort, what's happening in other states, and, you know, the good things that this charity does. I also have, Mr. Chairman, for review by the committee, several sample plates that have been done in other states that I'd like to pass around.
Yes, I'm on the phone if people can hear me.
Thank you, Martin. We'll be with you in just a moment. Thanks for
calling. Yes, thank you.
In addition to your packets, there is a fiscal note submitted by the Department of Motor Vehicles. I understand that the director, Dwayne Bannock, is on the phone to address that specifically. Also, there is an amendment that was offered by Representative Dahlstrom that's in this statute, but a little bit different, and we can get to that after the presentation if you'd like, Mr. Chairman.
Please.
Would I do that now? The amendment that you have basically allows for disabled veterans who want to get the fee of their plate waived to get that without getting a disabled plate with the wheelchair on it. So instead of forcing someone to put a wheelchair disabled plate just so they can get their fee waived, this allows them to get their fee waived without having that wheelchair symbol.
And also, if I might, also therefore does not give them special parking privileges that they would otherwise have.
That's right. It just allows us to waive the fee.
Representative Boop.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I do have a question. This money is a
point of order.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, could you tell the person online that we've got quite a bit of background noise?
Martin, can you hear us?
Yes.
Okay, there was something going on where we had a lot of background noise and we were having a hard time.
Yeah, I'm trying to move away from my crowd. I'm actually waiting to go into a hearing in another state right now that's at the exact same time, my time.
Okay, well, if
we're getting a lot done very quickly for our troops because that's what they do for us.
Okay, Representative Book, if you don't mind, could I go to Martin Boyer and have him testify, and then we'll come back to questions since time is of the essence. Go ahead, Martin.
Yes, sir. Hi. Thank you all very much for your time and especially for letting me do this way. I mean, it saves the charity a lot of money, which ultimately is going to put a lot more money into the troops' families, which is what we're all about. And I want to also thank Representative Roses for his faith in us and his fast action to get this done. I'm a civilian. I live in Florida. I'm probably, I don't know, 51 or 2 years old. I can't keep track, and I've never been in the military, and I have been over putting things back together at neighbors' houses because mom's home with the kids and dad is deployed, and it just struck me that something needed to be done to put a vehicle in place where neighbors can start to look out for their neighbors when their neighbors leave to protect us all, because we all have families. And so we set about doing this and have found everybody ready, willing, and eager to help. And to date, we're done in about 20 states, and by summer, about 15 more. Then we're going to go on to states that don't have these kind of plates yet and try and educate them and get one started so that people in that state have this vehicle. And basically, the money from these plates will go to assist active duty troops and their families while they're deployed with just all types of small needs. I mean, say, for instance, it's not always the large, dramatic ones. It can be as simple as dad's deployed, say, and mom is home and the car breaks down and you need the car to go shopping, you need the car to get the kids to school, you need it fixed now. And so the disbursements will happen at the local level using disbursement boards staffed by people from the branches. And that's basically how the program unfolds. And there's going to be a large announcement shortly to help make all that happen once these plates are passed.
Thank you, Martin. I have one quick question for you.
Yes, sir.
I already know the answer to this, but I want to make sure it's on the record. How much of the money from these plates that would be generated would be going to pay for your organization and a salary for you?
We've looked at the 990s, and I was astonished, even during the startup phase where the bulk of the money has gone to the government. I mean, some states have been great. They've waived the fees. But we're at about 17% for our overhead and the rest going through. And that's at the stage where, for instance, I just had to add it up in Florida, and to date we've spent $150,000 on government requirements to get the plate done. We spent $15,000 in Texas, $60,000 in Michigan. But in the end, that plate in Michigan will generate several hundred thousand dollars a year. So, I mean, it's wise use of money if what you're trying to do is set up a self-sustaining charity with recurring revenue streams, that when you look at somebody's family and say, your kid's going to go to college, they know they can count on our promise, because we don't have to then go find a willing donor, because we have these things in place that everybody can buy. So, I mean, we're probably in the end going to have about an 85%, if not higher, pass through, because everything we structure, for instance, the local disbursement board, that is cost-free. I mean, we're using people that are already, we're just going to ask branches to task people to our board and disperse our money along with theirs, for instance, instead of spending 30% of this money to build a bureaucracy simply to pass it out.
Okay, thank you. Any questions for...
Oh, and as far as my salary, I have not been paid. I quit practicing law 2 years ago, lived off my savings, and I've worked 17-7, and I haven't had a paycheck in the last year and a half, because it's smarter for this charity to, the goal is to put plates on the road, not to pay the boss. And so, you know, whenever there's an extra dime, it goes to pay another plate deposit in another state, $4,000 here, $10,000 there. So, I mean, that's where the money goes.
So what I hear from you on that part is that you haven't received a salary, and you do not in the very near future see yourself receiving a salary from this organization?
Oh, I will. The board of directors will set it. You know, they got to decide. That's what IRS says. I mean, I don't get to decide. I can't even be in the room. But, I mean, first everything's got to be paid for, and we got to produce some money for the troops' families. You know, that's goal number one.
Okay. Any questions for Martin Boyer? Any other comments you want to make, and then we'll let you head on into your next meeting. Nobody here has any questions.
I'm just very grateful for y'all's time. I appreciate the flexibility in doing it this way. I mean, it's this type of stuff that everybody's done everywhere that really makes everybody proud when they hear about it. That when you show up with an idea to help these people, everybody just instantly rallies around it and does it, because, I mean, everybody loves our troops and is eternally grateful for what they're doing, and that's what we plan on going over there and telling them personally, face-to-face, just before the 4th of July, and we're going to show them all these license plates, and we're going to tell them that this is what the people back home think about you, and this is what they have been doing for you and your families while you've been over here protecting all of our families. And that's our message, is family, and we want them to know what we're doing, and it's assistance like this and flexibility like this that's made it all possible so quickly, so I thank you for that.
Thank you very much. We appreciate all your efforts on behalf of this support for the troops and all the other things you're doing as well. So thank you very much. If we have any questions that come up after you get offline, we'll get them to you. But at this point, I don't see any hands around the table for questions for you. So thank you very much, and head off to your next meeting, and good luck.
Y'all have a good afternoon. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay. Any other questions regarding the bill? I think Representative Buki.
I do. He answered some of the mechanism by which this money is going to be dispersed. It sounds like it's going to be an obligation for the legislature to set up and help set up one of these disbursement boards. Is that correct?
There is already a disbursement board that the National Organization Support Our Troops, Inc. has, and we would have a representative that would participate with that board. So we don't have to create our own board.
Okay. So the function of the money being paid by the person that wants these goes to DMV, State of Alaska, is that correct?
Yes.
And then they have to take that $40 and submit it to this board, is that correct?
Representative Book, through the chair, what would happen is they would collect this money, and Dwayne Bannock on the phone can go through the specifics, but they would collect the money would go to the general fund, and then the legislature has the ability to appropriate it to support our troops.
Okay.
So we cannot in statute specifically say and dedicate those funds. That's against
right, I understand that. That's I just wanted to know the mechanism by which this was going to occur.
Right, and not
I
only
support it, I just want to know how it's going to function.
Right, and for a point of clarification, the other thing that will happen is there are other funds that come into the Support Our Troops, Inc. other than just license plates. They sell buttons, and they sell flags, and they sell window decals, and they sell bumper stickers and those kinds of things. And as a result of our participating in this program and the fact that we have money going through it, part of the revenues and the profits that are generated from those peripheral sales will also be forwarded on to the State of Alaska. And it'll be portioned out, you know, for all of the states. So we also would receive some of that as well.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Jason.
Any other questions?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Kawasaki?
Just a couple of comments or questions about, I'm just reading through the other Title 28 on your motor vehicles for other plates, and it seems like we've got a lot of plates for a lot of different organizations. None of the organizations, though, are incorporated outside of the State of Alaska. None of them are. I guess I just have sort of a concern that we set this up, we put this money out to an organization that's not from the state. I think we're going to disproportionately have a large number of people that probably purchase a plate if we do in fact pass this. How are we assured that, you know, the money will come back to the state rather than just, you know, through this incorporation that's out of state?
Representative Kawasaki, through the chair, these funds, as the chairman had pointed out, are to supplement those funds being sent to our state for the Support Our Troops program. The Support Our Troops are an Alaskan charity. They file in every state that they are members of. So it's not just an organization outside. They have their local charity group in the state as well. And it's the assurance that we have is this is the way it's being done in other states. This is the model that they've followed, and they haven't deviated from that model. And I don't see there's any reason to believe that they would deviate from that model.
Follow up. So there's a board of directors that's within the state that would directly receive the funds.
That is correct.
Okay, then I misspoke.
Well, I believe that the organization will be set up once we get this legislation passed. I mean, no use to have a whole board until there's actual money coming in. Yes?
Again, I just to follow up on my point that, you know, we've got the plates for the Alaska Children's Trust, the Special Request Dog Mushing plates, the university has their plates, Alaska State Council of the Arts, and all this plate money comes in and gets sent back out to each of those organizations. I think this is pretty unique in the fact that there is no organization here. I mean, I'm right in
well,
saying that?
Well, President Kawasaki, through the chair, you are correct. This is a unique situation in that this is not a state organization. All those other plates that you see within the title have a state affiliation. So this would be the first one that does not have, you know, or is a department of the state or is affiliated with the state through that manner.
There is a council on, you know, on, I'm trying to think of the name of the council. It's on veterans issues.
Military and Veterans Affairs.
There's an actual council on. Is it Council of Military and Veterans Affairs?
I know what you're talking about. I don't know the name.
There's a council that's, you know, always, I think, been sort of seeking perhaps funding a funding mechanism to fund their programs, wouldn't it be wise to perhaps keep this in-house? Maybe not a support your troops registered trademark plate, but something that, that could remain in the state, be sure that it goes to a group that's in the state that already has the need and comes back to the state?
Mr. Chairman, we also have Pat Carter here, who is representing the support our troops, specifically for the information of the committee. This is pro bono work that he's doing. He's not being paid by the organization, and he can shed some light on these questions also.
Representative Faircloth.
Mr. Chairman, point of order. Did we open the public hearing, or are we still on sponsor statements? Because from my perspective, if we have the public waiting,
that's
and
true.
We may have taken it, we should open public hearing, close it, and then have our discussion. I appreciate the points being raised, and so that people can speak.
Is there anybody else online? That's a good point.
Dwayne. I just didn't know if we'd formally open it. I know you took the testimony, but.
I think, Mr. Bonick, I know you're online. Were you online to testify on this, or were you online to answer any questions, or both?
Mr. Representative, I'm here to answer questions and whatever else you need, sir.
Thank you very much. Is there anybody else that wishes to testify on this bill? Okay, seeing none, I am then going to close public testimony and set for any questions that we may ask. Representative Faircloth.
Mr. Chairman, yes, to Mr. Bannock. Mr. Bannock, could you address Representative Kawasaki's question? Are there any plates that are issued inside of the current DMV that the proceeds are distributed to an out-of-state nonprofit or some larger organization?
Madam Representative, I'm not, I would say no, there are not any. I believe we have accurately addressed that we have Children's Trust plates, we have University System plates, and we have another plate with a fundraiser type of effort called I Support Our Veterans, or the Veteran Commemorative Plate, and the legislative instructions are to utilize the money for programs benefiting veterans.
Thank you. And just for the edification of this committee, not to sidetrack us anyways, but there is current conversation about a commemorative plate for the state of Alaska's 50th anniversary. So that's the only other plate I'm aware of that's currently not listed in statute. But that would benefit inside of the state of Alaska specifically.
Madam Representative, if I may, the reason that I didn't bring that plate up is because that would, when if that bill is to pass, Senate Bill 49, that's not a specialty plate, but rather would be our standard issue plate that a customer wouldn't, that would become our default plate.
Representative Ledoux.
Aren't there various nonprofits located here in the state of Alaska that's main goal is to support our troops and our family? And if the answer to that is yes, why wouldn't it be more appropriate to provide those Alaskan organizations with the funding as opposed to this out-of-state organization?
Did you want to ask anything? Yes. I think it's important to
identify yourself.
I'm sorry. For the record, my name is Pat Carter, representing Support Our Troops on this particular issue. I think it's important to understand how this sort of came to be. Mr. Boyer, who is from Florida has literally dozens of different plates that are available, from people who support the University of Florida to people who support Florida State. These people can go out and spend an extra $25 a year. That's all their plates down there, are extra $25. It's all voluntary. And that money is passed through to whatever the organization is that you want to save, the Florida Panther or the Dolphins or whatever it happens to be. Mr. Boyer saw this as an opportunity to raise money and have a consistent revenue source for supporting our troops. And when he started looking into this, what he found was a lot of the things that said support our troops out there didn't actually ever go to support our troops. It was an advertisement, like the little magnetic ribbons that you see on people's cars and so forth. None of that money went to supporting the troops and their families. It was merely an advertisement to say that you supported the troops, but none of the money got passed through. So Mr. Boyer then went out and sought licensing of the term support our troops. And so they licensed that so nobody else can use it. Now, what else he did is he went in, and rather than pushing these people aside that have been collecting these revenues, is they went out and he created a thing called the seal of assurance. It's like the good housekeeping seal of approval. And so for all these groups that are now selling things, whether it be t-shirts or magnets or bumper stickers or whatever, you can use support our troops. And you can have that actually say it on your thing. And if you're an organization that chooses to be a part of the umbrella of support our troops, you get this seal of assurance on your widget that you sell. And in order to get that seal of assurance, you have to donate a certain percentage of your profits to support our troops. And that's the additional revenues that we're talking about coming from out of state that come into the state to augment our license sales. Support our troops is an apex organization, which is to say that they're the collector of the monies, and then they distribute the monies to other charities that also that they vetted and complied with, such as the State National Guard Assistant Funds and Relief Funds, State National Guard Family Readiness, HomeForOurTroops.org, Special Operations Warrior Foundation, Injured Marine Semper Fi Fund, and the list goes on. Some of these groups are within the state of Alaska, some are national groups that actually do distribute the money back to the state. But what they say is that no matter where the money is collected, whatever state they come from, that's where the money stays. All of the proceeds that come out of the sales of license plate sales in Alaska will go back to the organizations within the state of Alaska. Our board of directors is not established here yet because we don't have anything for the board of directors to do yet, but it will be established, and that's just one of the processes that follows up with this legislation. They've done this now in 20 states. They have, right now we have, I believe it's another 20. We're expecting somewhere between 35 and 40 states to have license plates by June. And this is all under support our troops. So while I understand Representative Kawasaki's concern that this is something different, it is something different. And it's something to support the troops and their families in this state with a stable revenue stream, rather than going out and having to have fundraisers every year. Because what will happen is, I'll go buy a license plate, I'll voluntarily pay the extra $40, and 2 years, and we have, you know, biannual licensing, so 2 years from now, I'll go back in to renew my license, and I'll pay another $40, because this is what I did. It's a way of me giving money to the charity. Now, there's one argument you could say, well, gee, why would we do that? Why would we continue to collect for the charity? It's just a vehicle. If people wanted to go write checks to, the University of Florida, they could just do that. But the fact of the matter is they don't. And with this is a way of saying and advertising, if you will, through your license plate that you support the troops.
Representative Ledoux,
I've got a couple of follow-up, if I may. I guess I was still looking for an answer to my first part of my question as to whether or not there are organizations, in-state organizations, voluntary organizations, which are dedicated to providing support and assistance for our troops and their families. Are there?
There are a number of them. And the money from Support Our Troops, we don't disseminate ourselves to the individuals. They go to those organizations. Once Support Our Troops has vetted them and made sure that they're a legitimate organization, as I'm sure most of the organizations are.
Representative Ledoux, if you look at some of the support data that was given to you, there's one in there called Support Our Troops Incorporated, and page 2 of that document talks about the disbursement methodology and policy, and it goes down to the list of 15 items that are there that are currently under the Support Our Troops.
They all look the same. You need to show them.
Anyway, nine of those I'm aware of currently exist in the state. And so they currently receive funds through a national effort now, like the National Military Families Association. We have a very active group of people in the state that are working on that and plan on holding some seminars this summer. And so this would just be another way of supporting that organization within the state as well as some of the others. So 9 of those 15 we currently have in the state.
And is that organization and are those other organizations, are they on board with this bill, these local organizations?
I haven't talked to all of them myself, but I have talked to 2 of them, and they're very supportive of it. But maybe Mr. Carter can answer.
The organizations are always supportive of more money coming in, that especially when someone else is raising the money for them. And that's what this is all about. It's not about who gets the credit for raising the money or who gets to, you know, distribute the monies. It's about getting the monies into the hands of the troops and their families. And quite honestly, that's why I took this project on a pro bono basis, because even though this, when they offered to pay me to do this, and I thought, well, how could I do that in good conscience? Just like, you know, Mr. Boyer has done this as well. You know, we were having a teleconference with them, and Mr. Appleby made the comment that, you know, this is, you know, something that Mr. Boyer is passionate about, and he interrupted him with respectfully and said, no, this is not a passion, this is a moral obligation. And I think raising money for these charities that support our troops and their families when our soldiers are not able to do that themselves is something that we need to do.
Okay. Did you want to follow up?
I just have one more
Representative Fairclough and then Kosar.
Follow-up question. You mentioned that the term support our troops has been licensed.
That's correct.
So has that been copyrighted?
Yes.
I guess that seems like sort of a phrase that would be part of the everyday. I guess I'm somewhat surprised that they were able to get a copy.
And I can respond to that, because we talked a little bit about that on the teleconference when we first put this bill together. And one of the things that he found somewhat disgusting, and one of the reasons that he took this on and patented and copyrighted that phrase, was because so many of the people, and he was afraid it would continue as more and more of the veterans came home, you know, the sentiment for supporting the troops, didn't want somebody to be able to take that then and parlay that into a way for them to make money, and nothing actually goes back to the troops. So he wanted to shut out those organizations that were going to maybe take advantage of a situation and profit from it, when he wanted to use that information then support the troops and their families when they did return. That's why he took that step.
Thank you.
Just to Mr. Carter, follow up on that, through the chair, Representative Ledoux, the thought process on this was not to exclude people, but to make them comply with actually supporting the troops and not just collecting the revenues under the guise of supporting the troops. And that was the justification for copyrighting it. It wasn't so that nobody else gets to use it. It was so that people that do use it have to, if you want to use it, you can. But you have to get the seal of assurance from support our troops in order to do that. And in order to get the seal of assurance, you have to send a certain amount of your profits in to support our troops so that you actually are.
Okay. Representative Fairclough.
2 things. First, a question to Mr. Carter. Do you know if they're affiliated with fan mail for the troops?
I do not know that. I'll ask that question, though.
To speak in favor of HB 184, if you look at all of the document support, it talks about spending this money in the state of Alaska. It talks about being a centralized point so that other organizations, other nonprofits that do support our troops in a way that this group is talking about now, that financially provide resources to families and those away, actually receive the support that they need that costs money. And so if you look on page 1, of support our troops, the 1 of 2 that Representative Roses was speaking to, it says the methodology enables support our troops to promptly meet the needs of local troops and their families. It also goes on to say, because the local disbursement board has immediate local personal knowledge of who needs what. They are comprised of local faces that the troops and their families currently know and deal with. And so even though it, well, and additionally, it goes on to talk about in the in the documents that are supporting this particular legislation that our local disbursement board does not have to carry a board liability insurance or other things, but the national organization takes over the fiduciary responsibilities of the organization as a whole to ensure that the funds are distributed in an equitable manner and fair. And with that said, I certainly support local agencies, but I would point out for the record that I was involved with Fan Mail for the Troops, actually brought it to Alaska. I didn't personally bring it. I was part of a group forming the Alaskan Veterans Memorial Museum, and we work with Fan Mail for the Troops, and I believe Support the Troops may be in support there too. And they are trying to make a real difference in military families that move from state to state. Who's to say that a particular soldier who starts out in Alaska may not move to another state, and that we would want those resources to follow in? And so a national organization takes those locally collected funds, distributes those locally, but as we work together as a nation, that we find out that we provide a network as these families move back and forth across borders, that we make sure that our veterans, that our individuals that are fighting for our freedoms are taken care of. And so this does not in any way ensure moving forward a way that we will distribute the funds. If we think the funds are not being used appropriately, we certainly do not have to contribute them to this organization and can go back and amend. But it seems like they're making a push across this nation to tie services to a centralized location. And with that, I'll just close. But I'll be supporting if the chair chooses to move it forward today, or if we need to acquire additional information to answer questions.
No, my intention is to try to move it today unless there's good reason not to. Any other question? Representative Kawasaki.
Are we speaking to the bill now, I guess?
Yes.
I don't think that there's anybody in this room that doesn't support the troops and wouldn't ever go on record saying they oppose the troops, but I guess my big point is that we're I don't know anything about Support the Troops Incorporated other than what we've gotten here and what we've had a chance to read. I would feel very uncomfortable saying that this is something we should do and the proceeds should go to an organization that's outside of the state. If it takes 17%, and 17% doesn't sound like a lot of overhead, I think that there's at least one council, the council of whichever the Metrics Council is, that would take it for free, wouldn't charge any overhead, and would be adequately be able to disperse funds within the state of Alaska on behalf of veterans issues. And you know, we had a bill passed several weeks ago regarding National Guard families and tuition reimbursements. I think that's a great line item for them. I just think that you know, we're sending this money first out of state that could dock 17% and overhead and administration fees, when we should be thinking about some place locally that could take those funds, capture the funds from a plate, which I think is a great idea, and then disperse them locally rather than sending it out first.
Representative Faircloth.
Thank you, Representative Rosen. On that point, Representative Kawasaki, I used to run a nonprofit, and every grant that I've ever received has an administrative overhead cost. So even if we went, as you said, through a state or another entity, I believe that you'll see at a minimum a 12% overhead cost, and at a maximum close to 21 to 35, somewhere in there. So your point is so noted that we might be able to find someone that doesn't take an administrative fee. But in my experience, I have not had that happen over 4 years in administering grants.
Okay, to that point, I guess then I'd like to hear what is Children's Trust? How much does administration cost to do Children's Trust program? They have mushing plates, UAF plates, Pearl Harbor survival plates. I guess before I feel comfortable passing it out of committee, I'd like to hear what administration fees we can actually anticipate. And you know, whether if Support our Troops is the best option for us as a state, then I think we should do it.
Mr. Bannock, do you happen to know the answers to any of those questions?
Did he?
Okay.
He
probably doesn't because it's a pass-through thing. Well, in addition, if I may respond to that, I can't answer the question as to what kind of fees some of the other groups would charge. But if you're giving it to one group and they're keeping all of the money themselves, that's one thing. But if they're distributing it to 15 other groups and then deciding how they're going to decide who gets the money, I would think there would be some administrative cost involved in that. Plus, the other part to this is by participating with the Support Our Troops, Inc., with the process that we have set up here, we not only get the funds from the license plates, but we also get some of the share of the ancillary products that they sell in addition to that. So it may very well be that over a period of time, the amount of money we get from these ancillary products may exceed the 15 to 17% that we'd be paying administrative fees. So we may get back more money than we're actually spending.
Is that true? We get
through the chair, Representative
Mr. Clark.
That is exactly what happens. They, which is, I thought, one of the more brilliant parts of Mr. Boyer's strategy is by not alienating the people that were already selling things and not contributing to the troops, he just asked them to comply with the seal of assurance guidelines. And now we're finding substantial revenues augmenting the sale of the license plates through whether it be T-shirts or bumper stickers or the little magnets or pins or whatever they happen to be. But there's been substantial augmentation to the just the license plate sales from those sales, and those are coming from across the nation.
Okay. Any other questions? Mr. Bannock, are you online?
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman. I apologize. We had a little telephone problem there. Yes, I am, though.
That's okay. A question that was asked earlier, and I don't know if you have the answer to it or not, but we'll try. One of the questions that was asked is, do you know if they're on the pass-through monies for the license plates, say for the one that we have for the kids or for the university or some of the others, are there any administrative fees that they hold out prior to distribution of the funds as a result of that?
Mr. Chairman, the only pass-through type of money that I am familiar with that has any specific administrative cost to it is a program in vehicle registration that we collect local government property tax on called the Motor Vehicle Registration Tax, where by statute the state of Alaska withholds 8% of that. That is the only DMV of any time that there's any DMV money going somewhere else that I am familiar with where there is money specifically earmarked for an administrative cost.
Okay, but you wouldn't happen to know if on the one where the money passes through to the university or the support, you know, the kids' plates that we have, when that money then is appropriated by the legislature and given to that agency, do they subtract any administrative costs prior to distribution? Do you happen to know?
I don't. I do know that we will report the face value of that. For instance, on the kid plates, it's $100. We will report that there was $100 paid on behalf of Representative Rose's for the Children's Trust in our reporting to the Treasury Department.
Right. Okay. Thank you very much. Any other questions for Mr. Bannock or Mr. Carter or Josh Appleby? Seeing none, I think what I'm going to do at this point is, because there are a couple of questions that we would like to have answered here. I think even though I wanted to move the bill today, we also have an amendment here for this bill, and the sponsor of that amendment is not here. And you know, my personal opinion is, I guess if they wanted amended, they should have been here. So I'm not going to hold the bill as just for that amendment, but because we do have some other questions. And I want everybody to feel comfortable with this, and I don't want people voting for this just because it says troops on there and trying to put you into some kind of a guilt box. I want you to support it because it's the right thing to do and not because it's, you know, emotional issue. So with that being said, I am going to hold this bill and try to get the questions answered that you had. So if you have any other questions in addition to that, I appreciate it if you let me know. Representative Fairclough.
Thank you, Representative Roses. I was going to ask if Mr. Carter is representing support the troops if we could make sure that you as the chair get any questions, but if we could get that CC'd out immediately so that questions from committee members could be answered. One of them I certainly have heard out loud is that the administrative costs of administering grants, which is a little bit different than the DMV taking the money, because I wasn't referring to necessarily the DMV being the one who took the administrative costs. Anyone who administers grants or funds other nonprofits is, in my experience, has taken. So you talk about the Children's Trust or those. I've received, as the executive director of STAR, a grant from the trust. And the trust, as I recall, charged an administrative fee. So certainly we want that question answered, and I'm not sure who we direct that, Mr. Chairman, to get that particular answer. And then I think another concern that was raised was the disbursement of the funds and how, whether it stays in Alaska or not. And so I just want to make sure that Mr. Carter has the appropriate questions to meet the committee's needs.
I think another question that we also had was, can we hear from some of the military charities in terms of whether or not they actually do indeed support this? So, and Representative Kawasaki.
And I guess on that, am I the only one that's never heard of this organization before? Because has everybody else heard about it?
Well, I have, because I sponsored a bill and had several conversations. So.
Yes, through the chair, I have heard about it before, that doesn't mean I'm familiar with the process. And the only other question that I would like to have answered is that, does this require further legislation that we set up this board?
It does
not.
They set it up.
No. They set up the board. We put money into the GF?
A holding fund line account. Yeah.
Okay, yes. So we do have to set up an account, much
yes.
like it was
it's
done.
Yes, it's a pass-through is what it is, okay. Because you can't earmark things, you can't designate it. So what happens is the money is collected. We get a note from the DMV stating how much money was collected for this particular plate.
Right.
And then there is an appropriation made by the legislature generally, I mean, it always has been in the past, that matches that amount.
That's what I was looking for in here, and I wasn't able to read that due to my ignorance, I guess. So, pardon me, but that's what I was trying to establish.
Mr. Carter.
Just to address, I guess, how this Support Our Troops is a legitimate 501c3 registered charity. They have, according to Mr. Boyer, operating expense of around 17%. And as far as how the money gets passed through, DMV will set up this account, they will collect the funds, but every year the legislature will have to appropriate those monies. And during those discussions of whether or not how that is going to be appropriated, I'm sure that this is going to come up and they're going to ask how is this money being utilized. And at that point they're going to get a report. And who got the money, how many charities got the money, Or actually the first year, I guess it would be, is where do the monies plan to go? Because until we actually disperse them once, we won't have any monies dispersed. But, you know, as all charities do, there will be a long line of people waiting to receive the funds. And those charities that, once they are vetted, that meet the approval of the standards that Support Our Troops has laid out in their policy and guidelines, those charities will get the funds. And the following year, there will be another report to the legislature before the next round is approved and the appropriation is made. And then they'll ask how those monies went and what charities received them. And somebody's going to, I'm sure, if they wanted to ask one of the charities, you know, what did you think about receiving that $200,000? I don't expect it's not going to meet with disapproval. But clearly what it is there's a check and a balance there, and if somebody has some questions as to how the money was being appropriated by Support Our Troops, those questions could be raised and answered at that time, and the legislature at that time make a decision on whether or not they wanted to continue with the program.
Representative Kawasaki.
I guess just to that exact point about whether we would fund it in the future or not, Mr. Chairman was astute in making the observation that we don't want to go on record against supporting the troops, and I think that that's exactly what kind of a political game you'd have if we did not fund a Support Your Troops and we did not create the line item for whatever reason. I just see it as becoming a real big political issue, where it would be difficult for legislators to vote against it, even if it didn't go into the right place. It wouldn't.
Well, I would. I've been in the building a long time, and I've seen legislators vote for things that were unpopular before because they had reason to. And I would not expect any different activity from a future legislature, where they would go in, regardless of whether it was for protecting the, baby kittens or whatever it was. I can't imagine that the legislature is going to appropriate money to an organization just because they have a name that seems to be popular, even if the, if the organization is not in compliance with, what the legislature expects them to do.
And that's the same argument that applies every time we start talking about the education budget, or we start talking about funds for people that are disabled, or any of the other many of the areas that we have in the social service areas, the longevity bonus. I mean, there's a considerable number of these that become very unpopular to vote against, but we still have to vote our conscience if we think that the money is being misappropriated or misused. And so I'm going to tell you right now, if this thing passes, and I anticipate that it probably will, that I will be one of the ones that will be taking a close look at whether or not it's accomplished and it's objective. And if it isn't, I'll be there with you voting against it, even if it appears to be politically unpopular. If it's not accomplishing its objective, it's our responsibility to make sure that it is.
Well, and for your this is edification, if you will, my reputation is also hanging on this, and this is all I have down in this building is my reputation. So once this bill passes, I'm not done with it either. And if things are not done correctly, I'm sure Representative Roses will let me know. And if things were done inappropriately, which I have no expectation will happen, but if it does happen, then we'll take corrective action to make sure that it doesn't happen again.
Okay. And I guess one other question for Support Our Troops Incorporated. Are there other organizations similar to yours that try to do the line item through the budget, just like with commemorative plates, like Support Troops does? Are there other organizations that you're aware of?
In this state?
In the United States.
Many.
Lots
many,
of Support
many
Troops type charities?
No. I don't know about other Support Our Troops type things, but there are many, many, many charities that receive money through license plates.
Mm-hmm. Oh, specifically, if there's other...
What one of the advantages that I saw in this particular piece was exactly what Mr. Carter and Mr. Boyer both addressed, and that's the fact that anybody that is working along the lines of providing support for the troops' families, and those kinds of situations, they are invited to come into this organization and guarantee with the quality assurance issues that they have. And they have some pretty powerful people on their board if you look through this support data. I mean, Mr. Montgomery, which was the one responsible for starting the Montgomery GI Bill, where people could get their education after being a member of the military service, he's on the board of directors. And so there are quite a number of folks that this type of support is very near and dear to their heart and volunteer a lot of time for it, and they really protect it with great integrity. So the idea is to invite as many of these organizations in as possible. As he said, it was not intended to be exclusionary, but inclusionary. And with that comes the assurance that the money's going where it's supposed to go. So I think that's where this maybe falls into a little bit different realm than some of the others. So, okay. Any other comments? If not, then we will adjourn the meeting and bring this up next time when we have some other questions. So, Matt, thank you very much, and we are adjourned.